What do we mean by the idiom, you can't see the wood for the trees? You can't see the wood for the trees. Maybe I can give an example. On the 24th of July, I am on the rota to lead intercessions at the Sunday service. If I was planning in detail where I would stand in the church to do this, in the front of the lectern, at the back of the church, whether I should have the intercessions handwritten or typed on a piece of paper or on my iPad, rather than concerning myself with the content. Surely I'm saying prayers on behalf of the congregation to God our Father. This is far more important than concerning myself with small and really irrelevant details. In this instance, I could be said not to see the wood for the trees. If you can't see the wood for the trees, you can't see the whole situation clearly, because you're looking too closely at small details. Let me explore this idiom and how it connects with today's gospel reading.
As Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him in her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat down at the feet of the Lord and listened to his teaching. Martha was upset over all the work she had to do, so she came and said,
"Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me."
The Lord answered her,
"Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled over so many things, but just one is needed. Mary has chosen the right thing, and it will not be taken away from her."
Many older brothers and sisters have an irritating tendency to take charge, a habit well-developed while growing up. We can easily see this pattern in Martha, the older sister of Mary and Lazarus. She was used to being in control. The fact that Martha, Mary, and Lazarus are remembered for their hospitality takes on an added significance when we note that hospitality was a social requirement in their culture. It was considered shameful to turn anyone away from the door. Martha is worried about details. She had allowed herself to see the wood for the trees. She wished to please, to serve, to do the right thing, but she often succeeded in making those around her uncomfortable. Perhaps as the oldest, she feared shame if her work did not measure up to the expectations of her guests. As a result, she found it hard to relax and enjoy her guests, and even harder to accept Mary's lack of cooperation in all the preparations. Martha's frustration was so intense that she finally asked Jesus to settle the matter. He gently corrected her attitude and showed her her priorities, though good were not the best. The personal attention she gave to her guests should be more important than the comforts she tried to provide for them. Later, following her brother Lazarus' death, Martha could hardly help being herself once again. When she heard Jesus was finally coming, she rushed out to meet him and expressed her inner conflict of disappointment and hope. Jesus pointed out to her that her hope was too limited. He was not only the Lord over death, but he was also the resurrection and the life. Moments later, Martha again spoke without thinking, pointing out that a four-day-old corpse was well on the way to decomposition. Her awareness of details sometimes kept her from seeing the whole picture. But Jesus was consistently patient with her. Following that raising of Lazarus from the dead and back in the home of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, Martha is once again serving a meal to Jesus and his disciples. She has not stopped serving. But the Bible records her silence this time. She was doing, but also listening. Earlier on in Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells the expert in religious law the parable of the Good Samaritan. This tells us the life of a believer in our Lord is one of go and do. The Samaritan is the one who goes to the victim of the robbery and does the right thing by him, dealing with his wounds, taking him on his donkey to the innkeeper, and paying the man 2 silver coins to look after the victim. But a believer should also be prepared to sit and listen. This is what young Mary did, and what Jesus suggested Martha should be doing, sitting and listening. The life of a disciple requires both going and doing, and sitting and listening. Martha is anxious about many things, but only one thing is needed. This not counseling her to prepare a simple meal rather than a lavish one, but a reminder that the duty of love of God and obedience to God's word takes precedence over all other concerns. While Martha is distracted by parts of the meal, Mary chooses the good part. Believers often need more discrimination, not more vigorous effort. Martha presumes to tell Jesus what he should do with Mary. However, Mary lets Jesus tell her what she should do by choosing to attend to Jesus' teachings while laying aside everything else. Mary exemplifies what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. Let's rise above all the noise and pursuits of the world and seek those things which have eternal value. Like Mary, let's find fellowship with Jesus through the Holy Spirit and with those who follow him so that we can learn of him and be like him. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, let us rise above all the noise and pursuits of this world and seek those things which have eternal value. Like Mary, let's find that fellowship with you and with those who follow you so that we can learn of you and become like you. Let us not see the wood for the trees in our relationship with you. Help us so we might, through the word of God, fellowship and prayer, embrace going and doing, as well as sitting and listening. We ask this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.